Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, 2, Week 5, Christ as the Image of God and the Treasure. Monday, Related Verses, 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 through 4. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled in those who are perishing, in whom the God of this age has blinded the thoughts of the unbelievers, that the illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, might not shine on them. John 1, verse 18. No one has ever seen God, the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father. He has declared him. Colossians 1, verses 15 through 16. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation? Because in him all things were created, in the heavens and on the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or lordships or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and unto him. Romans 12, verse 2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. John 12, verse 31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. John 14, verse 30. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming, and in me he has nothing. John 16, verse 11. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. Ephesians 2, verse 2, in which you once walked according to the age of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, of the spirit which is now operating in the sons of disobedience. Related reading, 2 Corinthians 4, verses 4 through 7 shows that we may experience and enjoy Christ as the image of God and the treasure. The image of God refers to Christ as our outward expression, whereas the treasure refers to Christ as our inward content. We should bear Christ as the image of God without, and we should have Christ as a treasure within. We need to enter into the rich and full enjoyment of this Christ. It is exceedingly difficult to understand and to define the image of God. Twice the New Testament tells us that Christ is the image of God. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, and Colossians 1, verse 15. The invisible God has a visible image, and this image is Christ. John 1, verse 18 says, no one has ever seen God, the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father. He has declared him. This means that Christ, the only begotten Son of God, came to man to express what God is. Although God is invisible, he is expressed by a living person, that is, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This living person, as the expression of God, is the image of God. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4 indicates that the terms God, image, Christ, glory, gospel, and illumination are all in opposition to one another. Thus, they all refer to the same wonderful person. God is the image is Christ, Christ is the glory is the gospel, and the gospel is the illumination. First, the expression, the image of God, shows that the image is in opposition to God. God, who is the source, has an image, and this image is simply God himself. If we see the image of God, we see God. If God disappears, his image disappears as well. Therefore, the image of God is nothing less than God himself. Second, as we have pointed out, the image of God is Christ. As the image of God, Christ is the expression of the invisible God. Third, Christ is the glory. This is confirmed by Hebrews 1 verse 3, which says that Christ is the effulgence of God's glory. Fourth, Christ, the glory, is the gospel. Acts tells us that the believers preach Christ Jesus as the gospel. This shows that the gospel is not something separate from Christ. Rather, Christ is the gospel. Today, some Christians in their preaching separate the gospel from Christ. But according to the divine revelation in the Bible, the gospel is a living person, Christ. Christ, who is the gospel, is the image of God, and the image of God is God. Therefore, the gospel is God himself, embodied and expressed in Christ. Fifth, the gospel is the illumination, the enlightenment. The gospel is the gospel of the glory of Christ, which illuminates, radiates, and shines in the heart of man. When the gospel came to us, it came to us by shining, and the shining brought into us Christ, who is the image of the process triune God. As a result, Christ, the living person, was illuminated into our being. Many believers can testify that when they heard Christ as a gospel, a certain impression of Christ entered into them. Although they may try to reject this impression of Christ or erase it from their being, they cannot do it. Once the impression of Christ is illuminated into us, it remains within us forever. This illumination is the gospel. This gospel is the glory. This glory is Christ. Christ is the image of God, and as such, Christ is God. Therefore, what has been illuminated into our being is a living person, the triune God embodied in Christ, who is the image, the expression of God.